Blog Talk Radio.
But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do the things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Praise the Lord and good afternoon and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, and I'm joining you live via Blog Talk Radio. This is a day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be ever so glad in it. Amen. Praise God. Today is the day, and I tell you that I am so grateful to the Lord for just allowing me to make it thus far. It's a day that I've never seen before. You haven't seen before, but it's a day that only God has made. And this is the day that he wants us to look to him, the author and finisher of our faith. And while we still have breath in our nostrils and breath in our bodies, he wants us to seek him. Amen. Look unto him, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Get your Bibles and turn with me to Isaiah, first chapter and the 18th verse. Isaiah, the first chapter and the 18th verse.
And it reads, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool."
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Father, for the reasoning, hallelujah, that we can come to you and that we can seek you first, the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, and that everything else will be added unto us. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit and your presence on today. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that you shed on Calvary that washes us and cleanses us from all sin, sickness, and disease. And we say thank you, Lord. We bless you now. We ask that you will cover us with your blood of Jesus, that you will speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit, and that you will minister, Father God, unto our souls. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, it reaches the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood of Jesus, it'll never, ever lose its power. And that's what we're talking about today, the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. What about you? I plead the blood of Jesus on my situation, in any situation that I may find myself in. I plead the blood of Jesus over my bloodline, over myself, over my friends, the blood of Jesus. It will never, ever lose its power. The blood of Jesus was the atonement for our sins. Jesus paid the price when he shed his blood on Calvary. And that blood, it sanctifies us. It cleanses us. It frees us in the name of Jesus. Because if it had not been for the blood of Jesus, we wouldn't be have access to the throne of grace. Amen. Because Jesus, he went to Calvary so that we might live again. The blood of the Lamb, when I think about in first or Isaiah 1:18, Jesus tells us to let us reason, come and let us reason together. God is a logistical God. He wants us to think rationally and be reasonable. He says, come and let us reason together. He wants us to be, he knows that we are in sin in this world, and he wants us to have the opportunity to be free from that bondage, because sin is a killer. We know that the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, which we just heard in the introduction song. So Jesus doesn't want us to choose death, because he says, let us reason together. He wants us to be able to trade our sin, amen, into for a new life, a beginning with Jesus Christ, where we're walking not in the flesh, but we're walking in the spirit. Amen. These things confound the world, because the world cannot understand these things, because this is a spiritual walk. This is a spiritual talk. And this is the blood of Jesus is, again, it's the atonement for our sins. When Jesus went to the cross, when he went to Calvary, he had a mission. He had a purpose, and that was to free us from our sins. Because he tells us, Jesus tells us in his word, lay aside the what sin that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Because he gives us a choice when he says in Isaiah 1:18, come and let us reason together. He says he wants us to, you choose this day whom you're going to serve. And when we think about the blood of Jesus and how he was pierced in his side and he bled, they nailed him to the cross and put nails in his hand and his feet, and that blood that was from the crown thorns of his on his head, that blood, it has power. Power to help us live right, power to help us talk right, and power to help us be right in the supernatural. In this life, we shall have trouble. In this life, if we walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, and we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We've repented of our sins, and now we are partakers of Jesus at the cross. And that is that blood that he shed, because we have partaken with him. So Jesus allows us to have those same rights that he paid when he went to Calvary. As heirs to the throne, Jesus paid the price. And we have every single thing in this earth and in the world to come. Because guess what? Jesus said heaven and earth is going to pass away, but his word, it'll stand forevermore. So So heaven is going to pass away. And he talks about in the word of God, he tells us about how he's gone to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. Amen. He said, in his house are many mansions, and if it were not so, he would not have told us. But Jesus, he has a purpose. He has a plan for our life. And while we're here in this earth, he wants us to reason together with him. Amen. And when we take on that new walk, that new talk, we take on Jesus Christ in word and in deed, we will now walk according to the Spirit and according to his purpose that he has for us in this earth. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. And 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 states, thanks be unto God, who give us the victory, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus. So we have victory in Christ Jesus, and that blood that was shed on Calvary, we have the victory. It has power. So when we are in life situations, when our back is up against the wall, plead the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of, you heard the old hymnal, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it'll never, ever lose its power because it reaches the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So Jesus says, come and let us reason together. He wants us to wash our sins away. He wants us to cleanse us. When he did all that he did for us, he wants us to take that sacrifice that he made for us in appreciation of that sacrifice and live a life that's pleasing unto him, where we can also even just cry out, Abba, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Jesus wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct. If he had not gone to Calvary, where would we be? If he had not shed his blood, where would we be? So Jesus paid it all. He paid it all on Calvary, the blood of Jesus. So each and every day, plead the blood of Jesus. I recall growing up talking to the mothers in the church, and I would call them when things were not going well in my life. They would always tell me, baby, plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, it'll never lose its power. Because guess what? It was already the blood. Jesus purchased the church with his own blood. Isn't that amazing? That is awesome. Ever comes our way, we can plead the blood of Jesus. Because what is power in the blood of Jesus? There's victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever betide, whatever comes our way, whatever we're up against, plead the blood of Jesus. It works. It'll never lose its power. Walking in the Spirit is a supernatural walk. It's a walk that you can live on earth, but you not be a part of the world. And this is why Jesus Christ says we cannot be friends with the world, because the world cannot receive us. Because we're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're living in the world, but we're in and walking in the Spirit. Amen? In the Spirit realm, the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has called us to a holiness, called some, he says, many are called, but few have been chosen. And Jesus has called, he didn't say he called the righteous. Who did he call? He called the sinner to repent. Amen. Even though he says it's none righteous, not one, he has called the sinner. Amen. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, in sin. And that's the awesomeness of God. While he died, while we were in sin, Christ died. Amen. For us. And that's supernatural love. That's not the love of a natural man. That is the love of a supernatural God. Hallelujah. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Sin is a reproach unto all people. And Jesus tells us that if we continue in sin, should grace abound? No, we must cease from sin. Because if we do not cease from sin, then death is the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So what is sin? Jesus tells us, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So we know better, so we need to do what's right and pleasing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oftentimes, we have to even love our enemy, and that is a supernatural walk. In the natural, it's hard to love your enemy. Jesus said, you know, pray for them that despitefully use you. Well, that's a supernatural walk. That's not a natural walk when people are using you despitefully. You can't pray for them. This is why Jesus is calling for holiness. This is a high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's a supernatural calling. And it can be only done through that, what? The blood of the Lamb. Jesus paid it all. And he leaves that blood for us as an atonement. He leaves it for us. He left it for us. He shedded his own blood for us. That we have right to the tree of life. And we can live a life that's pleasing to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. No man has the blood of Jesus Christ. Some of us have old type blood. Some have another type blood. But there is the blood of Jesus that no man can have. But it was only through Christ Jesus, precious, the blood of the Lamb. That particular blood can give you and I victory over every area of our life because it has supernatural power, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. It'll never lose its power. So this is why we plead the blood of Jesus, because there's nobody that has the blood like the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. That is enough to just thank and praise God about. When we think about the blood that was shed and for the remission of our sins, if we think about how some people have to have blood transfusion because they don't have enough blood. And some people have to have a certain type of blood because the blood that they need has to match their blood type. Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to match up in the spirit realm so that we will be just the right match for the blood of Jesus. Because that blood of Jesus, that type of blood, it washes, it cleanses, it heals you from sin, sickness, and disease. It's a pure blood. It's a holy blood. It's a blood like none other. Its blood type is holy. Hallelujah. And that blood type comes and it purges to free you, to give you the victory over all things in your life. You will be victorious through that blood type. But there are prerequisites to utilizing that blood or having access to that blood, because that blood of Jesus and sanctified, so it dwells in clean things, clean vessels. Jesus wants us to purge ourselves. He says, come and let us reason together. Though your sins are red as scarlet, he's like crimson, he says, or red, scarlet. He says, I can wash them. They'll be as wool, purged, clean, holy, sanctified. So holy blood, amen? Sanctified blood type, amen? It's for those who desire it, for those who want it, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, come and let us reason together. He wants us to know that he has an exchange for you. He wants you to reason with him. He shedded his blood. He's offering it to us so that we can be free from bondage, from sin, from sickness, from disease. Amen. The blood of Jesus, it'll never lose its power. It's holy, it's pure, sanctified. It's a blood type like none other. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you will purge us and cleanse each and every one of us that's listening to this broadcast with the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask that you will even wash our minds, Father God, cleanse our souls in the name of Jesus, and make us whole through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, sanctify us and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Forgive us of our sins. Let us be reasonable, Father God, and say we want to live a life that's pleasing and holy unto you, which is our reasonable service. Let us present our body as a living sacrifice in the name of Jesus Christ, just like you did, Father, when you shedded your blood on Calvary. Let us walk in holiness. Let us walk in the Father. Let us walk in your holy and precious light in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us, Father, wisdom, the knowledge, understanding to know what we need to do in this life, the purpose that you have placed us here for. Let us, Father, fulfill in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus. Cover our bloodline. Sanctify them with the blood of Jesus. Let them know that the power is in the blood. Hallelujah. It's all in the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tomorrow at Assembly in Jesus Christ in West Point, Mississippi, we'll celebrate the ladies in red. The ladies in red are symbolic of the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed it on Calvary. And it's a symbolization of the atonement of our sins, that we've been washed, we've been cleansed, and we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So we honor the Lord. We honor the ladies who have sanctified themselves, who have made a change and said, I want the blood of Jesus to cover me, to wash me, cleanse me from all sin. And we are going to have a wonderful time tomorrow under the tutelage of Pastor Carol Lee and Elder Lee. We're looking forward to a great and an awesome time in the Lord at 3 p.m. Central Time, Assembly in Jesus Christ on Highway 45 in West Point, Mississippi. We will be on Facebook, Facebook Live under Carol Lee. Look it up and join and in and tune in with us. If you are on Eastern Time, it will be at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. So remember, the blood of Jesus, it will never ever lose its power. It reaches the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash you and make you whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I've been traveling during this broadcast. I pray that each one of you have been blessed on today. I thank my mother for tuning in, and we're going to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and to uphold the blood-stained banner, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? So continue to look up to the hills from whence cometh our help, and our help, it cometh from the Lord. God bless you.
From the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life.